शामिल करिए। हन्ना, थैंक्स फॉर ज्वाइनिंग मी।
थैंक्स फॉर इनवाइटिंग मी।
एनी टाइम हन्ना। सो व्हाट इज योर टेक ऑन द रीसेंट एक्सपल्शन ऑफ सारा जेमा, एन एनडीपी एमपीपी फ्रॉम ओंटारियो, फ्रॉम द पार्टी कॉकस फॉर हर पोजीशन ऑन पैलेस्टाइन?
Yeah, I think to put it in context, the NDP position on the recent event in Palestine is really disturbing. If that's the least I could say, if not racist, because they siding with the people who are committing a genocide against our people. And the silencing any critics that's calling on Israel, at least, you know, like Sarah Jama is basically called for a ceasefire. And, you know, said the occupation that lasted 75 years and the violence and the violence, and I'm quoting her, she said, violence and retaliation rooted in settler colonialism. She called Israel a settler colonialist state, basically, which is a fact, I mean. But they get upset because she didn't toe the party line, which is supporting for Israel. And the NDP and the NDP leader, Jagmeet Singh, Attended just nine days ago, attended the CEJA conference, where, you know, they considered any criticism of Israel is anti-Semitism. You know, there was a petition, just for your information, a petition that asked Jagmeet Singh to withdraw from the anti-Palestinian conference. The CEJA conference that was held October 16th to end the 17th of this month. It's in front of me, 8,037 letters were sent to Jagmeet Singh to withdraw. And he didn't care, you know. He went for CEJA conference, although, you know, I don't know how these politicians think, because Jagmeet Singh is not really supported or favored by the Zionist lobby here in Canada. He won't get their votes. I don't know, even he's shooting himself in the foot. What's put him there in position is the progressive support, and the most progressives are really turned off by what he's doing. And, you know, he's really shooting himself in the foot. I think the message to the NDP is going to be clear in the next election. You betrayed the your progressive base, and you're going to pay for it.
Right.
And, you know, I go back to Sarah Jama. The you know, she read this statement asking for a ceasefire in the legislature in Ontario, and Ford, the Premier Ford, basically slandered her and shut her down. She's suing him, by the way, for calling her anti-Semite, because, you know, I mean, you can't call people anti-Semite without proof just because she's asking for freedom and justice for the Palestinian people.
Absolutely.
And immediately, 10 minutes after that, the NDP kicked her out of the caucus, which is, you know, I mean, it's really ridiculous, Gurpreet. You know, what they're doing is unbelievable. They're showing their true face.
Right.
You know, we have a proverb, and I'm going to say it. I don't know if it's appropriate or not. We have an Arabic proverb that says, when the snow melts, the shit shows its face. And really, they are showing their true faces, because in such conditions where there is a massacre and a genocide against the Palestinian people taking place, the latest figure is almost 7,000 dead in a small area of Gaza. It's a very small area, and it's been bombarded. Almost a nuclear bomb Hiroshima-sized nuclear bomb already dumped on this Palestinian strip. Imagine, you know, it houses 2.3 million people. Most of the dead were kids. 2,700 of them already been documented dead. 2,700. And also 900 of them still lying under the rubble. You know, it's outrageous. And any human being who doesn't feel for these kids, the 3,500 between dead and perished under the rubbles of these buildings, is not human. It's not human. Certainly. It's not even decent person.
Certainly. Now, how does it reflect on a political party that claims to be different than liberals and conservatives when it comes to social justice?
Yeah, they were supposed to be that, you know. The NDP was supposed to be the alternative party, but they are not. Mm-hmm. They are really, you know, no difference between and the liberal. They are also supporting the imperialist power. They're supporting the U.S. in every aspect. Whatever they say, you know, in Ukraine, then we are with Ukraine. You know, in the Middle East, we are with Israel. I mean, what kind of progressive and alternative party? Mm-hmm. We need, Gorpit, we need really a new, true party that cares for the equality and freedom for all the people in the world, not take a racist position and support the imperialist interests in the world. Because this is, you know, the U.S. is shaking in their boots. They are afraid to lose Israel as a base for them in the Middle East. They're shaking in their boots because Israel is their, as Noam Chomsky, a Jewish American thinker, said, the Israel is a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Middle East. He said that it is the U.S. aircraft carrier, and they are afraid that this ship, this carrier, will sink. And when it sinks, not just their interest in the Middle East will sink, the whole empire will sink with it, because, you know, the U.S. Are on the decline, and, you know, they are afraid that if they lose Israel, they lose the whole Middle East. And they will lose their puppets also in the Middle East. So that's why the U.S., for your information, is directly involved in this massacre, in this genocide, whether through sending the latest weapons, the bunker busters that bring down a whole apartment building. A whole apartment building just goes down with one bomb. And these are U.S. made, and they supplied it to them after October 7. There is reports that the Delta force, the U.S. Delta force, is operating now alongside the Israeli military inside Palestine. Right. But, you know, they're going to get payback. The Arab people are not going to tolerate that. Already, Iraqi resistance movement are bombing their bases in Iraq and in Syria. The Yemenis are sending rockets all the way from Yemen to Palestine, you know, to hit Israel. So I mean, the whole Middle East gonna explode. And mark my word, if Hezbollah enters the battle, that's the end of U.S. influence in the whole Middle East and the end of the so-called Israel, the settler colonialist state that forced the Palestinian people out of their homeland and destroyed over 500 towns and villages in the process of establishing this this settler colonialist state. Right.
So what is happening on October 28th and also on October 29th?
You know, actually there is many events are taking place. You know, and we had three demonstrations already in Vancouver, one bigger than the other. The last one, we have between 5,000 and 7,000 people that participated in it. They're trying to intimidate us, the police and the city and city officials, the mayor and the premier of this province, David Eby.
Yeah,
he is trying to intimidate us. But people are instead of getting intimidated, we see more waves of people showing up in our support. So hopefully, like the last one that happened last Saturday was historic. You know, we never seen such crowds in support of Palestine in Vancouver for the last 50 years. It was the largest, Gorby, which is really heartening to see so many people are, speaking out and demanding that Israel stop its genocide against the people of Palestine. Right. What's happening on the 28th, this Saturday, at 2 p.m. is another one, and we are hoping that it'll be another record rally in attendance. We're hoping that people of Vancouver and the lower mainland will show their support for the Palestinian people and show their disgust with the genocide that's taking place in the name of all the Western nations. You know, Canada's participating directly. For your information, they are sending, you know, they're paying for reserves, Israeli reserve soldiers. They paid for them to fly on our taxpayer money from Athens to Israel because there wasn't any flights anymore, civilian flights that go into Israel. Okay. So the Canadian government on their budget, they shipped them from, you know, they paid for them to go from Athens to Tel Aviv or wherever to Israel. So, you know, it's clear that this government from the opposition parties to this government and the opposition parties, the conservatives are worse than anybody else. But, there is not much difference between the liberals or the NDP on this account. So we're hoping that people will come and tell the Canadian government and the U.S. imperialists enough is enough, and we're not going to stand for it, not in our name. You know, you are doing, committing a genocide, and it'll be, a black eye on your record. This is not civilized society. This is a barbarian that's trying to oppress people for their own interests, for the imperial interests. And there's, like I said, their time is coming. You know, I mean, lots of people today, China and Russia veto the both of them veto the UN resolution that the U.S. tried to introduce because it doesn't call for a ceasefire. They don't want a ceasefire. They want to continue the slaughter of the Palestinian people, these Americans, and all the European countries, including Canada, the main European countries are supporting the U.S. in this genocide.
Right. And what is happening on 29th of October? Your
fundraiser. The 29th, there is a fundraiser, a restaurant here is doing it. Tamam Restaurant is doing a fundraiser for the people of Gaza. And they're donating the food, but they're going to collect money. People could donate whatever they can.
Right.
They're collecting money to send to Gaza. Also, you know, we've been harassed, Gorbit, by the police here in Vancouver and by the mayor. So, and there is a few supporters who've been charged, and we're trying to defend them because they are charged in the sole purpose of intimidating people of coming to our demonstration. So we are having a defense fund. So we're collecting a defense fund, to defend ourselves locally, because racism is really at its utmost, at least from the politicians. So the people are really, you know, supportive in general, and the politicians are taking the side of Israel for the interest of the imperial powers, basically.
Right.
So if people could help us, they could send e-transfer to our email address, Canada Palestine Association email address. You people can find it on the website, but I could say it here for people if they want to copy it. It's CPA, which stands for Canada Palestine Association, CPA Vancouver at gmail.com.
Right.
It's simple, CPA Vancouver at gmail.com. They could send e-transfer to support us in defending ourselves against this racist onslaught on us by all levels of government.
Definitely. Well, Hannah, it was nice talking to you. Thank you so much for your time. Talk to you again. Bye for now.
Thank you for your support.
Anytime. Bye for now. ਦੋਸਤੋ, ਅਸੀਂ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਕਾਵਾ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਪੈਲਸਟੀਨ ਐਸੋਸੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਜਾਇਦਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਮੁਲਾਕਾਤ ਹੋਵੇਗੀ ਐਤਵਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਡੇ ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲ ਵਿੱਚ। ਅੱਗੇ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ। ਹੈਵ ਅ ਗੁੱਡ ਨਾਈਟ।